Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, what in God's name is Steam even updating? I swear to God, it pumps out so many updates like every single day. What is it even changing, man? Like, what are you updating? What are you even updating? Chrome is the same way. It's the same exact way. Chrome updates very frequently, and Chrome is very aggressive with its updates. It gets progressively more and more ominous the longer you delay updating Google Chrome. It's crazy. It starts off with the little green outline, and then it goes to yellow, and then it goes to red. I've never seen a level beyond red. When it gets to red, I usually just cave in and update it because I'm scared of what the consequences may be if I hold off on updating Google Chrome any longer. It's rough, man. It's rough. What are they even changing? Swear to God, they update this stuff so often, and I don't see anything changing. It's still pretty rough in some areas, man. But I mean, same thing with Steam. It's the same deal. You're pumping up all these updates. I updated Steam not too long ago. I restarted it. I booted it back up, and then it had another update. I'm like, dude, what is happening? What is this buffoonery? Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, I'm sure it's probably like some super high-tech coding updates that I couldn't possibly understand, but like, still, man, good Lord, Jesus Christ, it's crazy, man. It gets a little annoying sometimes. I just want to play some Skyrim, you know what I mean? I log in, I'm trying to get into my Steam account, oh, slap me with an update. I just want to play some Skyrim, man. I just want to play some Gunfire Reborn. Slapping me with these updates every single day. Jesus Christ, man. And then Google Chrome over here. God, it's so annoying, man. I'm looking at the red update thing right now. I've held off, and I kind of want to see what happens if I just wait. I don't know. Maybe it just stays at like a red update outline till you update it. Or maybe it goes to like a black color or some nonsense, or like a deep, deep, deep blood red, because it's not really like a deep red right now. It's kind of a light red, sort of pinkish, to be honest, dude. It's like it's not really fully there at its peak ominous level. It's just sort of like cresting on the edge of evilness. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. All right, I gotta hit you guys with a question, with the age-old question that we all know, that we've all heard of at least once in our lives. Boneless wings or bone-in wings? What do you prefer? What do you prefer? Do you prefer boneless wings or do you prefer bone-in wings? Now, sometimes when you say the words boneless wings, you might get smacked by somebody saying, well, they're no longer wings anymore. Those are nuggets. Those aren't wings anymore. And I agree with them. I do agree with them. They really aren't wings anymore, man. They're nuggets. They're chicken nuggets. They're not boneless wings. They're just nuggets. They are chicken nuggets. Now, just because they're nuggets doesn't diminish their utility. Their, what's the word for it? Ease of eating. That's it. That's not the word I was looking for, but I mean, it's the only thing that came to mind. Well, their effectiveness. Now, what, dude? What is that word? Jesus Christ! I use it all the time, but now when I really need it, it has escaped my cerebrum. What is that word? I don't know, man. But whatever. They're easy to eat. All right. Regardless, it doesn't diminish the fact that they are easy to eat, but I don't know why. I just cannot get behind boneless wings. I can't. If I'm eating wings, they gotta have the bone in them. They gotta have the bone in them. Boneless wings defenders, they always say, oh, it's easy to eat. You don't have to eat around a bone. You get more meat because it's just pure chicken balls. And I mean, yeah, I understand that, dude. But there is like a mental blockade within me that prevents me from enjoying boneless wings. It just prevents me from doing so. They just don't taste the same. It's like the bone just produces some sort of ooze, some sort of primordial ooze, and it seeps into the meat itself and elevates it to a different level, to a different plane of reality that boneless wings just cannot fathom. They just can't reach, if that makes sense. Boneless wings, I will agree. In terms of their ease of eating, they are supreme. You literally, it's just a ball of meat. It's just a ball of chicken. You take a bite out of it. You take another bite out of it. You're good to go. You don't got to eat around a bone. In some cases, yeah, you definitely get a bit more meat right there with the boneless wings, dude. But for me personally, if I was given the option for bone-in or boneless wings, I'm going with bone-in. Nothing against boneless. I understand the benefits of boneless. It's just, for me personally, it just is not the same. I don't enjoy it as much. Like, Wingstop, that's my favorite wing place right there, dude. Wingstop. I've had their boneless wings before. I had it before, dude. They just do not taste as good as their bone-in wings. It's weird. It's quite the conundrum. I had their boneless original hot, their boneless honey barbecue, boneless lemon pepper, boneless garlic parmesan. They just don't taste the same as their bone-in counterparts. They don't taste as good. They don't have to taste exactly the same, but they don't taste as good as their bone-in counterparts. And that's a problem. That's a shame, to be honest, dude. In terms of eating, they're easy. They're easy. But, like, I'm not 2 years old or anything, you know what I mean? I have no problem eating around a bone. I don't think it's a hassle or anything. That's the task I am assigned with when I decide to eat wings. I'm going to eat around that bone. I've got no problem with that. My mental faculties are in order. My motor functions are working properly. I have no problem eating around a bone. It just is not as good. It's as simple as that. A lot of people agree with me. Now, I made a YouTube video months ago. I think it was like last year, maybe a couple years ago, debating boneless wings versus bone-in wings. And I got blasted. I got absolutely devastated in the comments, dude. People disliked the video. They said that I was wrong, that I'm an idiot, a buffoon. They had never heard such skullduggery. And I mean, like I said, I'm not dissing boneless wings. I'm not saying they're terrible. They're inedible. But for me, they are just not as good as bone-in wings. They just don't compete. They just don't compete. The satisfaction I feel when I suck the meat off the bones of those wings, dude, is incomparable to boneless wings. It's not even fair. It's simply unfathomable. It's hard to describe. But a lot of people agree with me. Now, I have not found a place that sells boneless wings that are just superb, that are sublime. Every single place, every single wing place I go to that has the option of choosing bone-in or boneless wings, their bone-in wings are always better. They are always better, dude. It isn't even just like a Wingstop type of deal. It's pretty universal in my experience as of late. As of today, dude, it is still a universal fact in my life that all these wing places, their bone-in wings are just superior. It just is what it is, dude. So my final verdict is this. In terms of their ease of eating, in terms of the quantity, the bang for your buck, boneless wings is definitely, no debate, absolutely superior to bone-in wings. It's a fact, dude. It just is a fact. It's easy to eat in some cases, not all cases. I mean, yeah, you get a lot more meat with boneless wings, but the taste, the satisfaction, the mental satisfaction I feel just does not compete. The pure raw happiness I feel when I see clean bones on my plate, dude, that feeling just cannot be matched with a portion of boneless wings. It is what it is. That's how it is, dude. That's all I gotta say on it. That's gonna do it for me today. But before we go, we must recommend a song. And the song we're going to recommend on this glorious day. Actually, hold on. I didn't pick it. I'm a little unprepared. Hold on. Let me go to my Spotify. First thing I see, we're going to recommend My Oh My by Aqua. An absolute classic bop of a song. My Oh My by Aqua. Jesus Christ, this song is a slapper. But that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you like, go ahead and send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. It'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use your microphone to send in a voice clip. You can ask a question. You can send in a topic you want me to discuss. You can just say hi if you want. It really doesn't matter to me. All that matters is that whatever you send in is safe to have on the podcast. No absolute skullduggery, all right? And we'll be good. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.